Welcome to Shomach Shavan, the Daf Shir sponsor, Lui Nishma Asar, Meyakov Shalom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding a Shavuos Daf Kovches. In Amud Beis, the Gemara brings that Eifo was learning Shavuos in Bei Rabo, in the Beis Midrash of Rabo, and his brother Avimi met him, and then he asked him a few questions. Some of them seemed to be a little trick questions to test him and to see if he knows Shavuos. And every answer that Eifa answered to the questions told him his brother, Ishtaboshas, you made a mistake, you're wrong, and explained to him why he made a mistake. Rashi sends us, where do we find that Eifa Avimi are brothers? Because the Gemara at the end of Yudzamud Beis, when it speaks about the different nicknames, the different Amoraim had, it says over there, the Eifa of Avimi, they're the sons of Rachva de Pomediso, and they are called here in the Gemara, Charifi de Pomediso. The Chidah and the Sefer Kikol Eden is Medayek. The Gemara says over there, Charifit Medisa Eifo veAvimi. Mashra the Eifo was the older one, and Avimi was the second one. So if so, in our story, Eifo, the older brother, is the one who's learning Maseches Shavuos. And Avimi, the younger brother, is the one who's questioning him and asking these trick questions. And he's the one telling Eifo, Ishtaboshes, you made a mistake, you got it wrong. So you see from here, says the Chidah, that even though Eifo was the older brother, Avimi did not speak to him with such respect. And he sends us to a discussion that we have in the Poskim. The Ramon, the Darkei Moshe, and Yeridah Simon Reish Mem, he brings the B'yamid Zev that says that if you have two brothers, and the younger brother is a bigger Talmid Chacham than the older brother, so the younger brother does not have to respect the older brother. And the Ramon brings, he argues on that, and he brings base in Shuvah Sarosh that the only time a younger brother doesn't have to respect the older brother is only Be'ino Oisem Aisamcho. He's not keeping Torah Mitzvahs. But if not, he has to respect him, even though the younger one is a bigger Tamechochem. And so brings the Ramah, La Halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerudah Simon Reish Mem, Sif Chov Beis. He says, Afilu HaKotol V'Tamechochem V'Godol B'Torah Yoisem Min HaGodol. Even though the younger one is a bigger Tamechochem than the Godol, he still has to respect the Godol. So the Chidah wants to medayek from here that you see that the younger brother didn't speak with such respect to the older brother. So you see from here that the kovod achiv agadol udavar kal. It's not such a strong kovod. A younger brother needs to respect his older brother, but it doesn't have to be the same level of kibud like a son has to be mechabed the father. And maybe in Echidami, if the younger brother is a bigger tabichachim, he doesn't have to have such respect to the older brother. That's what you see in our Gemara, that even though Eifo is the older brother, Avimi did not speak to him with such respect. But the Emes says, if you look at the Yerushalmi over here, Yerushalmi, Paragim Halacha Zayin, brings a very similar story. The questions that are asked are a little different. But there it says that Avimi Achoy D'Cheifa, Cheifa, in the Yerushalmi, a lot of times the Ayin and the Ches change. So the two brothers over there are called Avimi and Cheifa. And Avimi says, I learned Nidorim and I learned Maseches Shavuos. So Cheifa came to buy Cheifa Mivtikane. Cheifa or Eifa in Argyuso came to check him to test him. So according to Yerushalmi, the one who's learning the Torah was the younger brother, was Avimi. And Eifa, the older one, is the one who's testing the younger brother. So according to the Yerushalmi's Girso, we don't have a raya that the younger brother could maybe not have to respect his older brother so much. And maybe this will be a machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and that's maybe the difference between the two Girsos that we have. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email us to WhatsApp, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.